We're coming to the end of high school graduation season here in Arizona. Over the last 5 years, an average of 61,000 students have received their diplomas in 4 years around the state. Close to 5,000 of those students had a disability. KJZZ's Mariana Dale has been learning more about the challenges these students face.
Hello, and that's right, Steve. The path these students take to get to that graduation stage might be a little different. They often have what's called an IEP. That's an individualized education program. But there is a baseline for all students in Arizona to earn a diploma, and that's that they have to earn a combination of 22 school credits.
And we're talking about classes like English and math, science, history, and fine arts.
That's exactly right. But the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act says these students should also receive help transitioning to life after high school. That could mean anything from teaching these students how to access special services in college, showing them how to eat properly in a restaurant or rent an apartment. Students with disabilities can also be entitled to attend a public school and receive services until they're 22 years old.
Okay, so this is a really interesting issue, but what put it on your radar specifically?
A few things. The Arizona Department of Education released a draft of new guidance for students with disabilities in regards to graduation earlier this year. It's basically an 8-page, question and answer about the topic. And I've started to hear from attorneys who specialize in helping students with disabilities that there are some problems in this guidance. For example, they say that the Q&A makes it sound like any student with a disability can earn a regular high school diploma just if they meet those guidelines from the state, those 22 credits we talked about. The Arizona Center for Disability Law, where Amanda Glass is an attorney, says a student's individualized education plan can set special requirements for their graduation according to Arizona law.
That provision seems to state that students with disabilities, the requirements for them to graduate can be changed, and it's an individualized decision as to whether or not they should graduate.
Glass is worried that if the guidance doesn't do a good job of explaining this extremely nuanced and complex topic that is special education law, educators and parents aren't going to have the right tools to figure out when a child with disabilities should graduate, if at all.
Okay, so it seems like every word in this guidance is being scrutinized. Can we zoom out for a second and talk about the challenges that families are encountering during graduation season?
Yes, this is a very busy time of year, I've heard, for Glass and other attorneys that help the parents of children with disabilities get the right education. Most often, parents are calling in with two main issues related to graduation, and it actually is funny because they come from different ends of the spectrum. One is that a student might never get to graduate with a diploma, and the other is that they might be being graduated too quickly.
It's a fine line between a student with a disability who is given the opportunity to earn a diploma by being provided appropriate accommodations and modifications, and a student who's being forced to graduate when they haven't achieved the requirements to earn that diploma and is therefore being cut off from services prematurely.
Services that might help young adults with disabilities be successful in the real world, and that's whatever it looks like for them.
So when are we going to get this clearer information on the graduation requirements for students with disabilities?
I asked that very question of the Arizona Department of Education. They don't have a set timeline, and they're still gathering feedback on that draft guidance.
Okay, so what's the next step for you in your reporting?
Well, I'm still gathering string, or rather facts and interviews. So now it's time for a call out. If you have a child with disabilities and have had challenges related to high school graduation, I'd love to talk to you about what your experience has been. You can go to KJZZ's website and find out how to email me or call me on the staff page. And I'm also on all of those different social medias.
KJZZ's Mariana Dale, thanks as always for your reporting.
You're welcome.